The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for today is the psalm that we read a few moments ago. I'm going to read portions of it, and I'm going to share with you some insights on that psalm. That is my hope, that as you leave here today, you'll be inspired by the God who we have, the God who is so wonderful, who is so great, who has called you to be his children, who has lifted you up to the praise of his glory, who has given you the power of his Holy Spirit to be here today, to come before his altar in confession of your sins, to receive the forgiveness, and now to listen to the word of God and ponder it so that it might lift your spirits and lift your voices to praise to God and in service of others. So we read, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens." Wow, how fascinating that is. A number of years ago, in fact, more years than I care to remember, our granddaughter went to a summer camp. She went to the Lutheran camp over in Idaho on Lake Coeur d'Alene. And we went there to pick her up. She was singing a song, and it was based on this psalm. "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, my Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." And she kept singing it. And by the time we got from Coeur d'Alene down to back to Portland, we were all three singing it. It's a wonderful hymn. And if you ever have time, look it up. All you have to do is put in your search engine, "How majestic is your name in all the earth," and you'll find that hymn. It's a beautiful hymn. And it gives praise to God. And it not only lifts our voices to him, but it also lifts our spirit as we ponder and consider how great and how majestic the world is and all that he created. We're going to skip verse 2 for a moment. We're going to go to verse 3 because many commentaries say that verse 3 actually should be before verse 2. How that happened, who knows, but it goes on and it says in verse 3, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor." God not only made the majestic world and all that we see, it never ceases to amaze me how wonderfully intricate the world is. I can remember, and I still do it today. I know we're in high school, we took biology, and in the botany section, we were studying leaves. And in the fall in New England, the leaves fall, they're beautiful. And in about 3 weeks to 4 weeks, if you leave them in place, the leaves begin to disintegrate. And all that's left is the vein work of the leaf. And they're absolutely amazing in their intricacies. And God made all that. We tend to look at the wonder of the grandeur. Yesterday, I had the privilege of volunteering with the police department and the sheriff's office. And I was down at EB Landing. And I hadn't been there in years. And when you drive down that long, windy road into EB Landing, and you come around the corner, and there's the beach and the ocean laid out in front of you. And over on the right-hand side is that huge dune of sand and rock that sits there. And you can see little tiny people way up on the top of that climbing around. And my job was to go down by the parking lot and make sure that the runners knew they had to make a right turn and go up the hill on the pavement and not run through the parking lot and end up over on top of the dune. And so we had a 10K run and a 5K run. And it just the majesty of it all. and the intricacies of it all, and that God has put this all in place. It says in verse 3, the work of your fingers and the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. How majestic is your name in all the earth. You know, we read in the Old Testament lesson of Galatians today that God created everything. And how did he do it? He just said, let there be. And there was. Now we know from the Gospel of John that Jesus was very active in the creation of the world. So I have no idea whether it was Jesus who did all the forming and putting in place. But here, listen to what it says here. It absolutely amazes me. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? God was intimately involved in his creation. He was not just a standoff God who merely said, let there be, but he was a God who was involved. The work of his fingers. We can see God working to form the mountains and the deserts and the highlands and then the higher mountains and the snow-covered peak. We can see God in his majesty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, creating all this. And then what does it say? What is man then that you are mindful of him, the Son of Man, that you care for him? Now we go back to verse 2 for a moment. You have set your glory above the heavens, verse 1. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies. To silence the foes and the avengers. Wow, that is powerful stuff. You know, it's amazing how when we have babies in our church, how they change the dynamic of worship, don't they? Now, some of us might be thinking, well, yeah, they're just annoying. Yeah, I just can't hear. I can't pay attention because I just hear those kids mumbling back there. Well, listen to what it says. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe, the avenger. Isn't that wonderful? That when we hear infants and babies mumbling as they do, God is reminding us how great he is. Not how annoyed we should be, but how great he is, because in their mumbling, in their giggling, in their laughing, they're lifting up praise to Almighty God who intimately created them with his own fingers as he worked through creation. And each and every one of us is created the same way by the power of God. And we go down to verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man that you care for him? Now, when we ponder this, we think in terms of people. Why does God mention it twice? What is the man you are mindful of him and the Son of Man that you care for him? And I'm sure if we read that, just kind of reading casually, we'd say, yeah, that's kind of cool. God is interested in man. He's mindful of us. Clearly he is. He gives us all we need. We don't even have to ask, do we? But we do ask, and we do thank him for all that he gives us. But God says, you are mindful of him, the Son of Man, that you care for him. Now, here's something interesting. The word man is used twice. The first time it's used in the Hebrew, it's the word Enosh, the same name that Seth named his son, Adam's grandson, Enosh. But it's an interesting word because it really means one who is fragile, one who is frail, one who may be crushed in by the weight of the world. We all know that many, many children in those days died very young, didn't they? It was interesting if a person reached his age of maturity, like around 30 years old back in those days, that person was fortunate if he had one child left, because children tended to die from all causes. Today, we live in a modern, wonderful world with great medicine. And again, we should praise God for that. We should praise God for the fact that we could drive up to a window and someone in a store hands us this. Well, it may take a few minutes, and we may get annoyed by waiting, but God provides for our every single need because he's mindful of us. And so he cares for the frail person. What is the frail person that you're mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him? Now, somewhere between 1,444 and 9050 BCE, or BC if you prefer, Daniel wrote. And Daniel included the word Son of Man. And in Daniel's writing, he clearly is referencing Jesus when he says the Son of Man, because he wanted people to be mindful of the fact that the Messiah who would come would not be some mystical spirit in the sky, but be an actual human being, as Daniel saw in his vision, the Son of Man glowing. And he knew right then that this was the Messiah of the Lord Jesus. So from that day on, after his writing and teaching, while the Jews were in captivity, they began to have hope in this human God who had come. And Jesus himself told them, right? He said, "This is the Son of Man. I am the Son of Man." Now, interesting, because I am is really the name for God, right? And so he says, "I am God, also a human." And it boggled their mind. Now, we, with faith, believe that. And so what we know, that this is a prophecy from David. What is the Son of, what is the man that you are mindful of him, the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. God, God himself, incarnate Jesus, was made by God's incarnation, and he is now the Son of Man too, and he is made just a little bit lower than the heavenly beings, and yet he is crowned with glory and honor. And that's why we're here today, isn't it? We're here today to give all praise and glory and honor to Almighty God, who through his Son has redeemed us from all our sin. And we sit here right now, all the sin washed away. So if you're sitting next to someone who may have been a source of offense yesterday, or this morning, or might be yet tonight, you have forgiveness. You are redeemed by Jesus. All the sins have been washed away. Now, I can't speak for you. I can only speak for myself. But there are times when I think back and I remember when I did something I should not have done, and it was usually against another person. And oftentimes it was against my brothers or my sister or close friends or even mom and dad. But guess what? God has forgiven it all. We tend to hold on to those things, don't we? I guess we all like to suffer a little bit. So we'll pull back into our memory bank, right? And we'll bring all these things up. Oh, well, man, I'm just a sinner. And no, you may be a sinner, but you know the words of the song? I'm just a sinner, but what? Saved by grace. The grace of God. His love, his mercy redeemed you and saved you. And then David goes on and says, "You made him ruler over the works of your hands, and you put everything under his feet." Now, after Daniel wrote in his prophecy that he saw the Son of Man coming, radiating like a bright light, people began to know that the man he is talking about and the man David is talking about is our Redeemer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And so we said, "You made him, Jesus, ruler over the works of your hands." Again, we see the allusion that God is intimately involved with his hands in making things, setting the stars here, arranging the ocean over here, setting up the mountains over here, and all of this that we see around us. Look around us, even outside, although bulldozers have moved it all around, all that ground out there is God's. He put it there by the work of his hands through our Lord Jesus Christ. "You made him ruler over the work of your hands and put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, all the fish of the sea, all that swims in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." And we're here today to worship and praise that God who is majestic in our lives too, because he has created each and every one of us. And he's filled us with the power of his Holy Spirit, so that we are here today as his redeemed, forgiven children. And that should give a new impetus to us. It should give us a new zest for life to know that through this Jesus, all of that muck and mire and dirt of our life that we call sin has been washed away. Oh, Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Please join with me in saying verse 9 together. Ready? Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in true faith through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the creed, the Athanasian Creed. We're on page 13. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is a right faith that we believe and confess that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages. He is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age.
Perfect God, and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity.
Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one of Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. One.
Or all together.
For as this rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ,
who suffered for our salvation, descended into God, and rose again the third day of the dead.
Ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the path of faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
We continue to worship God with our offerings. Rise for the prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, all authority in heaven and on earth comes from you. Provide your holy instructions and wisdom to all those elected to public office, including senators, representatives, judges, and magistrates, and governor, and our president. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, as the Father sent you, so you send your disciples. Raise up pastors and missionaries to bring your saving gospel to the ends of the earth, so that all may know you are both Lord and Messiah. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Holy Spirit, you are our guide. Help all people to live out their vocations with discernment and faithfulness. Today we especially remember musicians and marketers, parents and children, cashiers and construction workers, husbands and wives, writers and researchers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, you preserve creation with continual care, yet have entrusted us to be stewards of creation. Lead us to make wise choices that reflect your love and care for all creatures. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, you are our great physician. Bring healing and comfort to those who are suffering from mental illness, physical disabilities, stress, and every disease. Today we ask your prayers for those who need name in our hearts. Restore them to faith, if it be your will. Grant them grace to endure their sufferings until you heal them in this life or the next. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Spirit, you are our comforter. Be with those who mourn the deaths of loved ones. Bring them the comfort and consolation only you can give. Point them to the hope of the promised resurrection, which we see fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, on the sixth day you proclaimed your creation was very good. Though creation has fallen into sin, you still provide many moments of wonder and goodness. Bring us all into your joy and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, you revealed the mystery of the Trinity as you sent your disciples to teach your word and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Support us as we share with others the story of salvation accomplished by our triune God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Spirit, you are our counselor. Help us in a world full of division and bring to unity and peace to our homes and schools, our workplaces and communities, our country, and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we entrust all for whom we pray, knowing that you work together to deliver and defend us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, together with Jesus Christ our Lord, in the undivided unity. You are ever beyond us, in us, and with us. Keep us firm in our confession of faith as we await the time beyond time in your glorious kingdom, where your praise is ever sung. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit is one God, the same in substance, equal in power and glory.
Amen.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, O Lord God, King of all creation, for all you have done for your people in Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you for all of creation and for every good gift with which you bless us. Accept our praise, Lord, for the blessing of holy baptism that binds us to you, newly every day. Grant that all who partake of Christ's holy body and blood this day be filled with your heavenly blessings. As we receive forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, grant that we be sanctified in body and soul and spirit, and finally be granted our place with all your saints in glory. This we ask through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After this in manner, when he had finished eating, he took the cup, and when he blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
We continue with the Agnus Dei. Welcome to the Lord's banquet.
Thank you.
Welcome to the banquet of the Lord. Welcome to the banquet of the Lord. Welcome to the banquet of the Lord.
Thank you.
pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us a foretaste of the feast to come at the table of the Lord. Strengthen us through the blessed gift we have received, and grant that we faithfully respond to the workings of the Spirit in us. Grant that we graciously carry out the Great Commission given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, as we await the time when we come at last to that heavenly banquet in your kingdom where joy knows no ending. This we ask through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Receive the blessing of our triune God, the grace of our Lord and Messiah, Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the communion and comfort of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Let us rise as we join in the closing hymn.